USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new trade deal with the European Union. The deal expands American beef exports to European nations.
We've been under negotiation for quite a while. And our beef farmers, we didn't think we were being treated fair, but the European Union stepped up.
The president also announced on Twitter that Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will not be nominated for the Director of National Intelligence position. He'll be staying in Congress. The NYPD is suspending the officer involved in the 2014 death of Eric Gardner. Officer Daniel Panalano's suspension comes hours after a judge recommended his firing. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio praised the ruling and blamed the Justice Department for not bringing up civil rights charges in the high-profile case. The officer had been on desk duty before the suspension. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the latest job numbers. Speaking in Atlanta on Friday, Pence says the American dream is working again for every American.
As the job report today confirms, since Election Day 2016, businesses large and small across America have created 6.2 million new jobs.
164,000 jobs were added in the month of July. A new California law aims to reduce head injuries among youth football players. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the law that limits full contact practices to just 30 minutes twice a week for youth football teams, and it bans full contact practice during the off season for them. The law also requires that a medical professional be present for all games and that a person attend all practices who has the authority to remove injured players.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration, through Jared Kushner, recently proposed a new immigration bill to Congress that would completely change the U.S. immigration system and make things more merit-based. Well, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News this is a pretty good idea on how to do things.
So we currently bring in about 1 million immigrants each year. It's really about 10% of that we actually bring in to strengthen our economy and bring value. The other 90% are a whole bunch of other things. And so the president's plan would shift that, make about 60-70% people that actually would bring in and strengthen the economy. Mm-hmm. I've actually read the draft plan. It's a really solid plan, so it's a great question. You know, nobody has put a merit-based immigration plan. We've been debating immigration for 20 years. Nobody's put one on the table before the president. But when the president unrolled this idea, the mainstream opposition in the Congress just said, well, this is ridiculous. We don't want to do this. It's just not fair.
And as far as any Democrats' plans on immigration, Carafano says,
they've tied any immigration reform to amnesty. Well, the first thing they have to do is give amnesty to more of the illegal immigrants. But the problem is when you give amnesty, that just overwhelms the system. Look, we're probably going to bring in as many illegal immigrants this year as legal immigrants, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just not compatible to say, well, let's reform the system. It's like saying, let's plug a hole in the boat, but then, you know, the wave of illegal immigration just swamps the boat, and they won't deal with the problem that their policies are tantamount to open borders.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.